Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Birds at the Bycats. All the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. And it is Birds of the Bye benefiting the Travis Manion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light and Chickies and Pete's. We'll be live all day from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia location, 6 to 8 p.m. with the live broadcast, including the next 4 hours with the Midday Show. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I was just telling a close friend of mine that you need to put more fiber in your diet. So, fellas,
put more fiber. Where'd that come from? How do you have that conversation?
Yeah, it's a conversation we were having. All right. And we were talking about fiber.
I like regularity. The taste of Metamucil.
We need to normalize these conversations because there's a lot of men out there that don't like to talk about these things. Get your prostate checked, fellas.
Yeah.
Get your prostate checked.
You can get your blood tested.
All
and
of
they
that.
Do the PSA that gives you a good idea
where you are. Joe don't get it because he's not there yet.
Oh yeah.
He's not there. He has a little bit of time.
Not quite.
You got to get your price. Like, you got to do all the. You got to go manual. Sometimes
not
you gotta
even 10:05.
I know.
I mean, goodness.
This is what happens when you get me and this guy together. He tried to give me a 2-hour old ass sandwich, and I was about to eat it.
And I stopped it.
I ate this sandwich in question.
Was it good?
Of course. I am being framed. This is inappropriate.
You did offer it to him. I offered him the sandwich that I ate.
It was an act of kindness. It really was.
I'm being framed like I'm a criminal, like for saying, please.
You were trying to give him an old sandwich.
But
we're at Chickie
so
and Pete's.
Good.
He could get another one.
Oh, man.
I'm sure the sandwich was good even
2 hours.
I ate the sandwich myself,
and it was wonderful.
Got me a win this morning, too.
It had every single breakfast meat on there.
I don't need any
I love those. The waffle shoes that Nike's making now, I love those.
You've lost control of the show already, Joe.
I never had control. Sometimes, you know how like the runner has to have possession before they fumble?
I never had possession.
Yes. This was an incomplete pass from the start. All right, welcome on in, everyone. 215-592-9494 to join the show. We got a lot to get to. And as you heard there, our guests in the first hour, we have a great guest lineup. Next hour, Merrill Reese will join us. In the 12 o'clock hour, You were debuting a new weekly segment with our guest today, Jason Avant, who will begin to join us on a weekly basis. He will be with us at noon.
Wow.
At one, yeah, I'm excited for Jason to be on the show. He's going to be
great.
Awesome.
He's really smart.
We need more of that
you
on this show.
You definitely need more
smart.
Can we get him on our show, too?
Sure. And
you sure we can get
I'm actually probably talking out of turn. Yeah, I'm talking out of turn on that one. 1 o'clock, we're going to have Ike and Spike.
Hey,
so loaded
lineup. Can you ask him if he can come on our show?
I will ask him. Yes. I'll ask. I promise. All right,
seriously, because I'm not going to be able to ask him. I'm not going to be here to ask him.
I'll tell him you requested it.
Yeah, we got
you.
Could
you ask him?
Sure.
Yeah, we got you.
No problem. I promise I will ask
you
him.
You promise?
I promise.
Yes,
All right, we got a lot to get to. And, guys, the Eagles off the bye. It is now the runway's in front of us, right? Like, the trade deadline is in the books. It was a wild trade deadline in the NFL yesterday, including the Cowboys for whatever the hell reason.
Wow.
Trading a first-round pick.
Quinnen Williams is really good, though.
He is, but
he's had a down year. What, he got, like, one sack?
They're trying to,
and probably got, like,
trying
three
to
quarterback
make up
pressures.
For giving away Micah Parsons.
Which is stupid.
It is stupid.
Yeah. They're digging a deeper hole by trying to make up for Micah. Yeah.
They are. And
so good. Good for them.
I hope Jerry
messing
lives
up
forever.
Even worse.
Train wreck. Why'd you say it like that?
I hope Jerry takes his fiber. Forever, him around
forever
the
young.
Time.
Yes. All right. So Rhea's with us. Yes. John Ritchie's with us. So it's all in front of us now, right? The Eagles are 6-2. They're coming out of the bye. They've got some reinforcements here with Jalen Phillips and Jair Alexander and Michael Carter, Brandon Graham, and hopefully some guys getting healthier like a Nolan Smith. So, guys, as we look at the Eagles right now, as they are today, the team that we've seen for the first 8 games and what we have going forward,
yes.
Hugh Douglas, let's start with you on this one. Do you feel better or worse about this team compared to where you were at the beginning of the season? So they are here where they are now, but think about where you were when this season kicked off, when they played the Dallas Cowboys that first game of the season. Do you feel better about this team's chances to repeat or not as good, worse?
About their chance to repeat? Allow me to long talk for a minute.
We have guests.
Just allow me to pontificate.
Can't long talk today.
I feel like the fact that, you know, they're the defending Super Bowl champions, they're in a good space. But I feel, if we're being honest as Eagles fans, we still don't know what to expect from this team. Now, they're trending in the right direction. I think that everybody would agree with that. They've been trending in the right direction. But are we confident in saying that we know exactly who this team is? They just looked like they could run the ball a week ago. Mm. They ran the ball well a week ago.
For the first time, really.
For the first time.
Against the Giants.
Yes. Thank you. See, Rhea, when you say that, people say, like the argument flips for whomever somebody's playing.
Sure.
But you haven't been tested, and you can look at that game. Like, Denver looked like they're going to be a good squad, but Denver barely got out of here with a W against us.
Yeah, Denver's 7-2. They are.
You know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah.
They barely got. So it's kind of hard to say what they are. I think they're trending in the right direction. I think these upcoming weeks is going to be the biggest test for the Philadelphia Eagles. I really, really do.
Rhea, where do you come down on the team compared to where you were when this thing kicked off to where they are right now? You feel better about the whole thing as we're trying to win do it again and repeat, or not as good?
I feel better for a couple of factors. Now, I was making fun of they did it against the Giants,
right.
But, you know, they're facing a Packers team that just allowed Rico Dowdle to run all over them,
yep.
Basically. And they put like 160 yards. They had 11 first downs by rushing, the Panthers did. And, you know, I mean, we all watched that game. I feel better for two reasons. Number one, the Eagles are getting healthy. And the teams they're facing in the next 3 weeks have a lot of injury issues. Packers, we know, they lost the tight end. Their rookie receiver, Golden, left with a shoulder injury. So they have some injuries there. The Lions, after that, have a lot of injuries along the offensive line. Right after that, the Chargers, tons of injuries along their offensive line. The Eagles are getting, you know, you're going to get Nolan Smith back. Brandon Graham's going to play a little bit. You got Phillips. We haven't heard anything about Cam Jurgens, which kind of is interesting.
That's true. We haven't. That one's gone under the radar for 2 weeks here.
So I am, but, I got to give Toth credit. He played well when he was in there. They look like they've changed it up a little bit with the under center. Tank Bigsby, we were all wondering, why did they trade for him? He showed something. So I feel a little bit better. Number one, they played some really tough matchups, and they're 6-2. And the next three teams they're playing are a little wounded, and the Eagles might be healthier and getting better.
Well, I think they are getting better. I agree with you on that. I mean, the last game they played was their best game.
That's what they do is they get better.
They do. So, John, do you feel better about this whole operation compared to where you were when it started, or a little bit worse? All right.
I do feel better in part because I look around the rest of the NFL, and I see the state of the, union. And there are teams in the AFC that are – scary that I never expected. There are some teams in the NFC that are surprising, like the Seahawks and the the Bears and you know, the Vikings.
Yeah, that Bears are surprising, though, real surprising.
Than I expected. But we're the best team in the NFC. I think the NFC West is going to be interesting to look at. The NFC North is going to be interesting the way it shakes out. But you add two number 18 overall picks.
you're going to die on this
Jalen
hill, aren't
Phillips
you?
And Jair Alexander.
What year was Alexander the 18th overall pick?
I don't know.
Come on, when 2018, was it Mark Jackson maybe? Came out, something like that.
all right, 2018. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about the connection between the 18th picks. I like that, actually.
When, yeah.
Clark
they
was
were
like
both,
eight.
They were both number 18 overall. These are add these two players to the list of top draft picks who are taking the field for this Eagles team.
Well, John,
your point on it,
Howie loves former first rounders. Like guys that
first.
If I had a guess right now, the Eagles probably have more first rounders on their team than any team in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, just
gotta
like guys that at one point had huge pedigree.
Gotta be. And with Jalen Phillips in a prove it situation, this guy, with Nolan Smith now coming back healthy and able to, you know, pull some blocking schemes perhaps
Jalen
himself.
Carter maybe let's being hope, healthier.
Let's hope Jalen Carter can get some push, too. You know, Brandon Graham out there doing a little something. I think Brandon Graham inspiring guys, making a difference, sort of elevating everyone else's play a little bit more. This team needed a pass rush. They needed help at cornerback. The pass rush will be better. We got help at cornerback. And with Michael Carter, at the ability to play safety or nickel cornerback or outside cornerback, you got flexibility through and through. The team is, for my money, the best in the NFC. And until someone proves that they can take everything away from us, they haven't been. No one, you know, they'll take away Saquon, but then we torch them through the air. And our defense, I'm positive, continues to get better and will be more and more complex as these youngsters get more comfortable with everything. And when it gets more complex and you got guys disguising a little bit better, I'm really excited to see where that can go, because right now it feels like we got a group of young guys who just get it done with great toughness and tackling and togetherness and understanding. I just when it gets to the next level, like the, I don't know, junior level course work.
Yep.
That's really exciting to in my mind, for making it confusing for offenses takes away their advantage. So I can't wait till we get to that point. I'm expecting it prior to once the postseason comes and once these games really start mattering.
So I'm super excited for where they're going. And I liked what Howie did at the trade deadline. I think because of how bad the division is, the Eagles
I went in on the party with you and Kyle.
Thank you for coming to the banner raising.
I'm coming to the banner raising.
John, do you want to come to the banner raising? We raised the banner the other day. The NFC East is over. The Eagles clinched the division. We announced it before it happened.
They conceded the victory for the
East. It's over.
Already.
Have you seen the rest of the division, Hugh?
I have, but I'm still.
Well, Hugh was afraid of the Cowboys until they lost to the.
I don't have my notes in front of me, but I have it written down in my notes.
I don't think you
starts with Green Bay. Well, look.
No, we're talking about the division.
I know. We're talking about
our record is 6-2.
Yeah,
so we play 17 games.
Right.
We have 9 games left. We're not even halfway through the season.
Tell
we em. Can't say we've won
tell
the division.
I can. I encourage the Eagles to send out.
Even though it feels like we've won the division, we can't say we've won the division.
It starts with Green Bay.
Let's celebrate. John,
there we go. Play the music.
John, I encourage the Eagles to send out the email with tickets to the playoff game. I mean, they have a home playoff game. It's just a matter of who the opponent is and what week it is.
Starts with Green Bay.
I should know, you also declared, didn't you declare the Phillies division was over?
Yes, he did.
A little premature, and then they got swept.
Well, but they won the division.
Yeah, they did.
Tough
people do. That's what you have to remember. We'll be fine no matter what happens. All right, so
the rest of the NFC is pretty good.
Well, that's why. So, John,
we need to seed ourselves as high as possible.
I agree with that. Yeah.
The division no longer matters as much as it did to start the season. That's the first goal. So if you feel like it's over, okay, good for you. I'm focused on getting 13, 14 wins and being a one seed, because it's going to get tricky having to play good teams like the Lions or
the Seahawks, if you have to go
to Seattle.
Yeah,
you don't want
to
do that.
To play that team.
I don't remember the last time the Eagles won in Seattle. Does anybody?
We
Hugh may have been playing for the Eagles the last
time. I think that probably was the last time.
I'm serious.
I don't want to.
They never beat Russell
there.
Wilson there. So that, so take away his, you know, his whole career. It's a long time ago. So you guys all brought great things to why you feel better. So I don't feel bad. I feel good about where the Eagles are going. But compared to where I was at the beginning of the season, couple things have me, like, I still need to see more before I feel great. Number one, coming into the year, guys, I just thought they were clearly the best team in the NFC. Does it feel that way to you guys right now? It feels to me like they are.
Yes.
It really? Because it does. For me, it feels like they.
Talent-wise,
who
Joe,
does it feel like is a better team in the NFC?
Well, I can't say the Eagles are clearly better than the Rams right now. I can't say that.
I haven't seen Seattle,
we beat the Rams.
Well, but John, that
they
game.
They might be more efficient.
All right,
we needed a blocked field goal.
Right. I don't care.
We needed a blocked field goal. But they
outplayed.
Did they not outplay the Eagles for most of the game? All right. Well, I do.
Well, did the Chiefs not win all those kind of games last year on their way to going to the Super Bowl? So they got their ass kicked by the Eagles.
You can't say
they won games like that all the time.
Then when we beat them.
Yeah, but I just feel like when the year started, I thought the Eagles were clearly the class of the NFC. Now I look at it like they are very similar to me to the Rams.
Okay, they are similar, but we just got a lot better.
Seattle is probably the most underrated team in the NFL. I mean, they've won three games already by like 14 or more points.
I'm excited that they're going to be good because I think that makes it more interesting in the NFL.
Yes.
I like that. I like it when I like it when is it even called Quest Field or is it Monster
Field? No, I think they changed
it.
Something like that.
When that place is a happening
destination, maybe Lumen or whatever they call it.
It's
Lumen,
cool.
You know
what it is. You know what it is for me when I watch the Eagles play. It's we know the potential. We know the stars. We know the cast. But it's almost like when we watch our team play, and maybe it's because we watch it so closely or so intently that it doesn't look like it's clicking on all cylinders.
It's not
been
consistent throughout.
And when you
that's the problem.
See,
we scrutinize it too hard.
Maybe.
You know what it is?
I'm not taking that off the table.
It's like when you're in 10th grade, when you're 9th or 10th grade, and you got a big zit on your cheek, and you look at it, and you scrutinize it, and you see it, and you feel like everyone's staring at it.
But here's the thing. No one's really staring at it.
But here's the thing, John.
Who is the zit? Adoree Jackson in the first half of the season?
No, yes. Here's the thing, and this is how I looked at it. Go back to the first game of the season Thursday night. That looked a little clunky.
But there were reasons for that.
Well, no, I get that real.
Your best defensive player gets thrown out before the first play of the game.
I get that.
There's an hour lightning delay.
I get that.
The Eagles were starting to roll in that game, and then things got wonky.
But you look at – take that one, that small sampling size, and then you look at the rest of the NFL from that weekend, and it looked like they were running, flowing. Everybody had the new offense coordinator, whatever. Then you come back the following week, and it looks similar to the first week.
Yeah, they hadn't been able to put halves together.
And then you have the rest of the NFL rolling. So that's why, you know,
Green
and to
Bay
your point,
has lost to the Browns and the Panthers.
Yeah, but that's why.
It feels
and like,
like
I said,
the rest of the NFL has sort of put it together a little more completely
maybe
than
we have, but we
were on a bye.
Well, yeah, but we hold our team to a higher standard.
Yes, we do.
With
certainly.
That, I just need to see like what they look like after the bye. Because, At this point last year, we'll be better. Well, I think they will be. But at this point last year, we started to figure out what the identity was, right? They were going to be the best running team in pro football, and the defense was coming along. When the season started, I thought they were going to be the best running team again. What are they
great
at?
We weren't.
Right.
Yet.
So maybe.
But what we're doing is we are staring at the zit, which is our running game.
I like that metaphor.
Too hard. It's not as big and bad as we thought. Like, okay, the zit is not. It's not a boil. It's not ingrown.
It's not
it'll
a boil,
go away.
No. You can't get the 6
It'll
with a
eventually
boil.
Heal if we just pop it.
Could lance
and,
it.
And we're popping on it. We're working on it during this bye week.
Was that how we get the trade deadline? Lancing the boil?
Yes. They lanced it. They lanced it together. And Jeff Stoutland put a bandage on there and some, I don't know, what else? Some benzoyl peroxide lotion to help keep
Red Johnson.
And maybe some swelling. We'll put some ice on it to keep the swelling down. It's a cold compress. It's going to be better when they return. We're better equipped. We have better players on the defensive side of things, and we have a better plan on the offensive side of the things. Let's hope there's a little more harmony and unity when the offense approaches playing football again.
What do we think is going to be their calling card down the stretch? Because I feel like every team that wins a championship has one. Last year, we knew. We knew
every
what it was.
Good team runs the football.
But we haven't except for one
we
game.
We will run.
So you're
the
confident
football.
In that. Okay, so
it, yes. He's a little bullish on
here's
that.
Here's where I'm at. If they come out Monday night and they run it on Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not asking for 270 yards, Rhea, but if they run it similarly or well like they did against the Giants and they beat the Packers and the run game is back, then it's right there. I mean, the path to the one seed, the path back to the Super Bowl. I guess I need more consistency on both sides.
Yeah, I'm more on that if the pass rush is there and better. Because, you know, honestly, that's what crushed the Chiefs in the Super Bowl was that they just came after him in waves.
Yep.
So, you know, with Phillips and if Carter's a little healthy and they're able to rotate Jalix in and out and give Brandon a couple snaps here and work Nolan back in, if you can start getting that pressure again.
I still haven't seen anything from Jalix Hunt that makes me think
the last couple games
he's had, he's come along.
I thought the Giants game was the best game of his career.
He's starting to look better. He's starting to look better.
All right, well.
But he shouldn't have been getting that many snaps to begin
Jalen
the season.
Phillips. Might be the BG.
Is he going to come in and just take all the snaps now?
Not all
is
the snaps.
Brandon Graham, yeah. Jalen Phillips, Nolan Smith. Is Jalix Hunt going to get snaps?
Yeah.
He'll get
snaps. I think you're looking more at a rotational thing.
Which is probably what he should have been the whole time anyway.
I don't think he's that good.
They want to keep the ends fresh. They want to keep those edge rushers fresh.
I just don't think he's one that I want on the field as much as
the other
one.
Well, I think they agree with you, John, now. Because
that's why they made the moves.
I mean, think about how all the edge rushers they've either tried to get or they did get, right? Yeah. They got Brandon Graham. They got Phillips. I think you're onto something there. 215-592-9494. Let's get a phone call up here. We're live at Chickies at Pete's today for the Birds at the Bye. Chris in Middletown up on the Midday Show with Rhea and John with us. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day, crew.
Happy birds at the bye day. What's up, Chris?
It's been a while.
Man, what's up, brother John?
I know. A lot. Many things. Hey, you know Chris is pretty buff, guys.
Oh, yes, I've met Chris.
We see Chris all the time. We just hung out with him last week.
Oh, really?
He's not that tall.
Did you ever arm wrestle him?
I have not.
How dare you take shots at me for not being that tall? You don't have long arms.
Hey, do you think that you could beat him in arm wrestling, Hugh?
No. Look, he got that. He's shorter to. He's like slower.
He's like a
body
builder.
Yeah,
slower to the ground.
But I can show
you're
you
not
some
that
technique.
Much taller
I can
than
show
Chris,
you
are
technique
you?
So you can beat him.
I'm like a whole foot taller.
You
than
can
Chris.
Beat him. Hey, Chris, okay. Hugh can beat you in arm wrestling.
John is on one this morning.
Lay out the challenge, Hugh. Listen, our two old, you know, rear ends will get out there and, you know, walk around.
He's going to tear your biceps.
That's why I don't want to do it.
I'm already dealing with a half torn Achilles, and I don't know where that came from. But, you know, getting over the knees.
Damn, you are falling apart.
How'd you do that? Like, what are you doing, man? Were you trying to sprint somewhere?
No, it's not like he was swinging from the chandelier.
You're doing some wind sprints?
He was chandelier swinging.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, when you're 48, you can't do things that when you were 20. Let's just put it there and leave it there. Okay?
But you could give it that old college try.
Yeah. Let's get into this Eagles talk here. The Eagles are better. Here's why I say that, okay? So going into the season, we had a lot of concern about the pass rush. And now how we brought in the reinforcements. So, you know, we got BG back. And more importantly, though, we got who can be a top 10-15 pass rusher in this league under the Vic Fangio system and Phillips. So we addressed that concern. We had concerns about cornerback. Well, he added Carter. He brought in Jair Alexander. So, like, he's making moves to improve these things. We also had a concern about, you know, one badass running back that we got named Barkley in the backfield. But, you know, a lot of tread been worn off those tires. Well, Howie went out and brought in a tank for support. So I think we are definitely in a better position. Now, here's the deal. You guys mentioned this. We are getting healthier. Play calling is starting to click a little bit. The coaches are starting to figure out what works, what doesn't work. Here's the other thing that I think is going to be a major improvement. Since the trade deadline yesterday, that door shut, I think AJ is going to be a little bit quieter because now he knows he can't force his way out. He knows he's here till the end of the year, so he may just make the best of it. Maybe that's a little wishful thinking on my part.
It probably is, but you're right in that nothing's going to happen. Like, he's here until the offseason, no matter what he does.
AJ complained during a Giants playoff game in which they were crushing them by about 30 points.
They were winning by 24 when he was screaming on the sidelines.
24.
I wrote it down. I remember it. That's when it really started, Rhea.
I mean,
that was his first year here. It's a Chris, good phone call. It's a great point. I just think this is what we have with AJ. Hopefully they can make it work.
Yeah, and you know, listen, we all have friends you know, sisters. I'm the sister, that sister. The ones who are just like, you have to manage them sometimes.
Yep.
So, what are
you right here?
You said, no, because that spoke to me when she said that you had to manage them.
Yeah.
And I, because I have a brother.
Yeah.
That I have to manage.
And that, I mean, it's just, it's true. There's certain people in your life.
Like you got to manage.
You just have to manage them. Yeah. And, you know, you love them and you want them part of the family. But occasionally you're like,
stop calling me.
Yeah.
Quit calling my
phone. Any more wine.
Enough is enough. Sometimes you got to say, all right, 215-592-9494.
Stop calling me.
We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Do you feel better or worse about the Eagles than you did when the season began? Trade deadline in the books. All right, coming up, your phone calls, and we'll talk about each of the players the Eagles brought in, our expectations for those guys down the stretch of the season with the trade acquisitions by Howie Roseman. That's next. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us, 215-592-9494 live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly until 8 p.m. tonight for Birds at the By, supporting the Travis Mannion Foundation. Stop out and join us and support great organization. We'll be here all day. Guest bartending later on. Lane Johnson's going to be here at 6 o'clock. So much going on at Chickies and Pete's as we talk about where the Eagles are right now and where they're going coming out of the bye with a big game in Green Bay. All right, before we get into everyone's phone calls and the team, and we'll talk about these trade pieces Howie Rosen brought in here. What do we think about our setup? If everyone's listening out there, we have a different setup today. I've never experienced this. And if you're
very loungy.
It is. If you're watching on YouTube, you could see it. We have chairs here. This is not like a typical radio.
Like living room chairs.
It is. Like we're in the living room.
Yes.
We should invite Sonny Hill.
Yeah, I know. I was one of Sonny Hill's producers back in the day.
Sonny's the best. Yes. But Hugh, what do you think of this? Now, you've experienced this for the Players Lounge?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you're a veteran of the chairs.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
I think it's pretty comfortable.
I mean, it's a nice, like, you get to see everybody.
Yeah.
It's all right.
John, what do you think of this setup now that you've experienced it for a show and a quarter?
I like having a desk in front of me.
Okay.
You know, the whole being lefty thing, having to reach over and do that. That bothered me while I was doing our show this morning. It's kind of like no one cares about that, though. No one cares about the left-handed
person. John, I have to do updates with a computer.
Oh, sorry.
Look at the table I got.
That's a tiny desk. I feel like
we're a tiny desk.
I feel like it's an old-school television talk show.
Yes.
Like Phil Donahue
Michael Douglas. Yeah, Mike Douglas, yeah.
Phil Donahue.
Ricky Lake or something.
Phil Donahue keeps coming up.
Yeah, I've been talking
about
it.
Is he still alive?
Really? Phil Donahue, do you remember Solid Gold? Do you remember Solid Gold with Dionne Warwick?
Irene Cara was on there too.
Irene Cara, yep. Of course,
Dionne Warwick.
It was Dionne Warwick, and
fill it up my life.
Dionne Warwick, who is Whitney Houston's aunt.
I didn't know that.
But Dionne Warwick, and it was I think Nia Peoples.
Nia Peoples, the singer.
Anyway, Solid Gold was sort of the same era.
I remember Solid Gold because they used to wear gold.
Oh yeah, it was very shimmery.
And they used to sing at the end of the show.
We just lost Phil Donahue, didn't we? He passed in the...
I think so.
I think this past summer we lost
him. Yes, but he set forward the talk show genre.
Yeah, but he used to run around with the mic and run all up and down.
Wow. Should we start doing that today to our guests? No. We're going to sit right here. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to your phone calls. But, guys, let's talk through the trade acquisitions made by Howie Roseman and our expectation for these guys. So Howie made three trades over the last week. I suppose we can include Brandon Graham as an acquisition because he's here too. But the three trades the Eagles made over the last week, Michael Carter, the corner from the Jets, Jair Alexander from the Ravens, the veteran corner at one point was one of the better guys at his position in the league. Last year plus has been weird. And then, of course, just the other day, Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins. John, your thoughts on the moves kind of together, and
love
then
em.
Which one to you stands out that really you think can make a big difference here?
Well, I do think Jalen Phillips is. It's just been so unfortunate the injuries that he's suffered.
It really has.
Over the last few seasons. Tragic story. I remember watching their preseason stuff a couple years ago, and it was just like, oh man, not again. But. He's still in it. He's still happy to be here. He's still upbeat. I think that's amazing. This guy is so talented, and he's got the length that I would hate to try to block as an offensive, sort of offensive lineman who was petite. I could not get into his body. He would be with those at 6'6", with those long arms, he would be able to keep me out of his body, and that would drive me nuts. Now, he's a little bit light, at setting the edge. So if I did get into his body, I'd be able to stick. I'd be able to lock on and drive him. But man, that's not the strength of his game. He can get after quarterbacks, and he can be slippery, and he can incorporate moves, and he can be athletic with speed and burst. And man, it's just exciting to see what can happen if you got Jalen Carter taking two blockers and this guy coming off one edge and Nolan Smith coming off the other. That's going to be awesome. And it's only going to help out and give more time to the guys on the back end. And, yes, we needed help on the back end. Our cornerback play was not good enough. But Michael Carter, he's proven himself in this league at a lot of positions. And Jair Alexander showed at one point that he could lock anyone down.
He was
in this
great
league.
At one point. Yeah.
I know that he's had injuries since then. My compadres on the morning show seem to think he can't put one foot in front of the other anymore. He can still get out there and use his experience and veteran wiliness to get some things done. And I'm not convinced he's completely done with football. I am positive he wants to prove that they did him wrong in Baltimore, where he didn't get a chance to play. This is a chance for redemption, and I think with both of these, one time number 18 overall draft
there
picks,
it is.
They've got a chance to reestablish themselves,
reinvent themselves,
and in the meantime, help bring us another world championship, because we are the best team in the NFC right now, and we're only going to get better.
If there's a hopeful comp with Jair Alexander, when the Eagles got James Bradbury, he was pretty down, right? He was a star corner for the Panthers. He signed with the Giants. Yep. He got cut. And but he wasn't old. Just, like you look
but
at
did
Alex,
he have the injury history?
I don't think it was quite
remember,
the same.
Yeah, I mean he fell off. Yep. Of course, the year after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he had kind of that up and down career. And I guess the hope, and I my guess with the Eagles and listening to Howie when you guys replayed it this morning, the hope is that maybe it's the same kind of thing, up and down, but they catch the.
I mean,
up.
The concern with Alexander are the injuries.
Yeah,
and you know, listen. He's got some familiarity with Christian Parker, you know, the coach. And the mm-hmm. coaching here at the Eagles, you know, not just talking about Nick Sirianni and the coordinators, underneath them has been so good.
It has.
So, you know, if there's not injuries, but I just don't know about him. But the Phillips one, because what I've heard from people, you know, just listening to people down with the Dolphins, is that they felt like he was getting healthier each game,
mm-hmm.
like getting better. I mean, listen, his three sacks are better than anybody we have currently on the team. Correct?
Almost triple or double ever yeah. anyone we have here.
His pressures, how they can move him all around. I think with Jalen Carter, seems like he's healthy. Like, I'm super excited about the pass rush.
And I think, Hugh, with Jalen Phillips, they're getting him at the right time. He's getting better, as Rhea said, right? It looks like his body's kind yep. of rebounding from all the injuries. And he's playing for a contract. Look at the way yeah. last year down the stretch, guys, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat played.
They got paid.
They got paid, yep. but they put that on tape for yeah. the whole league. And, Hugh, it would not surprise me if Jalen Phillips, who has three sacks, has seven more down the stretch of the season and plays himself into a huge contract somewhere, which that's a win-win,
not
right?
Not here.
Probably not here, yeah. but it's a win-win. If the Eagles get the best of him and he gets to reestablish himself, because you go back 2 years ago when he got hurt in Miami, when the year Vic Fangio was there, he had 6.5 sacks in November. He tore his Achilles, yeah. and that Dolphins team fell apart. But he looked like he was going to be a guy who 3 years ago that got a lot of money. He could still be that guy, and it could be for the Eagles.
You know what's funny? When I see his body type, not his style of play, but his body type reminds me a little bit of Sean Merriman
as really?
Far as his size.
That's okay. interesting.
Like Sean was a taller.
He's
Sean
slimmer,
was kind
right?
of a. I think Sean was a little thicker.
A little thicker, okay.
Sean but, was thicker than
yeah.
this.
Yeah, but Sean got
this
after
guy's
man.
Longer.
Yeah, yeah. He got after though. And
well, Sean was more like Junior Seau build.
Kind of
like
yeah.
6'3", 265.
And this dude is like what 6'6",
260.
So when I make the comparison, you're talking about that off ball linebacker that not the off ball linebacker, but the outside linebacker that can get after the quarterback. To John's yeah. point, when you were talking about being long and lean,
yeah.
not being able to get into his body, that's kind of what Merriman was.
So Merriman was listed 6'4", 261. Jalen Phillips listed 6'5", 263. It's pretty
and
similar.
And the 6'5", yeah. the 6'5", that's inaccurate. When you look at that video of
he's
him and John
he's
Clark.
A long dude.
John, you,
John's
you
about
keep,
6'5", 6'6".
John,
look at the video of him
John,
and John Clark.
John, I took a screenshot of it. There's not that big of a discrepancy.
I know. John Clark's 6'5", he's 6'6". And he's listed at 6'5.5" at the combine where they measure everyone short. The combine.
I don't know about that. I was
6'2"
at the combine.
Yeah, so, we know you're not 6'2".
So you're not 6'2".
That's make believe stuff.
6'1".
Did you cheat?
I didn't
cheat.
Did
you stand on your tiptoes?
No, they just. I was.
Did you put
like
lifts
6'2"?
In your?
No, because
well,
I stood there.
Shoes.
Yeah, because you stood there with no shoes on and
you
flat
did,
footed
you
in
did
some in your shorts. But I was 6'2" at the combine.
Yeah, and what are you now? You shrinking?
I'm like 6'3".
Six? No, you're not. Not a shot.
Look sideways.
That's so unconvincing.
Not yeah, completely. So how do we think we're gonna?
No, this guy's 6'6", though. He's legit 6'6". I'm telling
right,
you.
So how do we think these perfect. Guys are gonna be used in Vic Fangio's defense? Clearly, with Jalen Phillips
he's
is the easiest
start.
One.
He's gonna start.
He's gonna start, and I think when Nolan Smith comes back, those are the two.
I think Jair Alexander can start, and no one seems to think
no,
he
John,
can
no one
start.
Thinks he can start.
Wow,
why can't he start?
Well, but why couldn't he get on the field for the Ravens?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think there must have been more to it. But I know Adoree Jackson, if he was starting for us, I feel good about giving Jair Alexander a chance to beat him out.
I mean, he might get a chance here because that second corner we know is a mess, right? It's been a mess the whole year.
Yeah,
with
they haven't figured that out. They haven't figured that out
Does
yet.
It feel like Jacorian Bennett, John,
yeah,
might get the first
back,
shot?
Right?
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope Jacorian Bennett. I mean, he's been here for long enough that it makes me think, wow, maybe he's been so
they wanted him. They wanted him to be
it.
The starter.
Yeah, yeah. They, maybe they're so unimpressed with him they had to make a move.
Well, he's been injured, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think since week four he's
yeah,
been
out? Yeah, his practice window got open, didn't it?
Well,
yeah, it felt like
it
he
did. I think you're right.
Yes.
I think
he's potentially going to come back, but I don't have a lot of, I don't know, hope that he's the answer, because it does seem like he's been here an awful long time. And from the moment he got here, it's just like I've been waiting for him to make good on the opportunity.
Well, for some reason, they were insistent,
like, capable of
on
that,
giving Keeley a chance in the beginning.
I know.
They really were.
Because Hugh's the only one thinks he could
play. Because he has the body type. He has the speed
and the
body type. And for whatever reason, he forgot how to tap. Yeah. He forgot how to tackle. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden,
it just feels like he's not fluid to me. Like,
it's almost like Joey forgot to tackle. Because he was playing, like, in the preseason, he was playing off. I forgot who we were playing, but he was
Jamar Chase,
off,
right? It was the Bengals.
And ran right past.
Yeah, it was bad, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things you see. You can't unsee what you saw that day. He couldn't tackle in the open field. So what do we think about Michael Carter? Because that's the one of the trades that it's the hardest to wrap. Like, when it first happened, because it was the first one, it was like, oh, that's the move.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And then there was a lot of questions, Rhea. Does that mean Cooper's going outside? Is Michael Carter?
No, because I don't think Carter really has ever played outside.
He was a slot.
Right.
Yeah. He was a slot.
I meant Cooper DeGene would go outside. Like, is Carter
Michael
here
Carter's
to play?
Carter's a 4-3 in the 40, guys.
So is Carter here to play, or is he just depth behind Cooper?
He could. I mean, listen, it could be depth, you know, in case Cooper gets hurt. I think a lot of stuff went on with the Jets. You know, obviously, the stuff goes on with the Jets all the time.
Always.
But, you know, Saleh got fired. Yep. You know, they had the interim coach now. Then you bring in this new coach, Aaron Glenn, although he was a D-back. Right?
Yeah, Aaron was a corner.
He was a good corner.
So, you know, and he lost his job. So, you know, you have some – but I think there's something more there with Michael Carter than I feel is there with Alexander.
Let me throw this at you guys. So, Cooper DeGene, would you be comfortable moving? Like, let's say Carter comes in and Vic sees him in practice and he's like, this guy's good. He's one of my best 11. I want to put him on the field. Well, then what? Right? Does that mean Cooper DeGene, Hugh, is going to the outside?
Possibly. If he can't beat out Jair Alexander.
You've given, like, this is how I look at it, Joe. you've given yourself options.
Yes, they do have a lot of options. Yeah.
You've given yourself options. Now, say, for instance, if one of those corners works out and we solidify that outside position.
You're talking about Jacorian or Jair?
Yeah, whoever. We solidify that position. Now we have another corner in the guy that we got from the Jets.
Carter.
That we could be a little bit more versatile on the back end. You could do more things. You could have more – if you want to put more speed on the field – you could do that in
Jair
certain situations.
Alexander is 28 years old. Why does everyone think he's washed up?
Well, I don't know.
Well, two good teams in the last year have got rid of him, right?
I don't know.
But there can be all sorts of extenuating circumstances that keep you off the field.
Totally agree.
That have nothing to do with how good you are at playing football. You know, I think I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt here, and I'm going to give Vic Fangio and Howie Roseman the benefit of the doubt that they're not going to go out and bring Jair Alexander here if he's washed up.
They brought in other guys who are washed up. Devin White.
Kevin Byard. Yeah.
They were cheap.
Well, this wasn't Jair cheap. I mean, we'd get him for a seventh-round pick, sixth-round pick, swap with a seventh.
He was necessary. He was the best.
John, I hope you're right. I hope you're right because he was an awesome player.
A massive upset finding a guy with this sort of pedigree. Just languishing on a team, unable to get on the field.
Can we
order John the Jair Alexander jersey? I'm going to expense this to Odyssey.
I watched this guy be one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, and it was 6 years ago?
That's a long time.
5 years ago?
Long ass time ago, dog.
So you think that he's completely incapable of getting out there and playing zone for us?
I don't know, but there's something to be said about being bounced around or not playing when you have talent, because this is a talent-driven league.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, sometimes guys get caught in the number crunch. You know,
in his case, it was special teams. I think John Harbaugh is the head coach in Baltimore, former special teams coach, probably prioritizes special teams more than Jair Alexander does. Jair Alexander, I would surmise, has never had to play special teams. Coming straight in and being a starter
Harbaugh,
right away.
You better play with your heart.
Well, there you go.
He'll let you have
takes it.
He probably said, no, I'm not running down and covering kickoffs.
Maybe.
So they said, okay, you're not going to play in the secondary then.
Maybe.
I would assume they're not going to ask him to run down on kickoffs here.
John, if you're right about this, and we all hope you are, it's one of Howie's best moves ever. Like,
yes.
I think it's a massive move.
Right. I think it's a master stroke to bring in exactly what we need. And this guy, not so long ago, was considered a top three cornerback in this league.
Master stroke.
I guess the Ravens stint for him, that concerns me. Like, I wanted him in June. Right? He only signed for like $4 million, Rhea, when the Ravens got him in June. I thought it would have made sense for the Eagles then.
And their defense hasn't been great, but that's not been their problem.
Right. So when I wanted him then, I was like, oh, this is a good bounce back. And then he went to – the fact that
they didn't dress him.
He couldn't get on the field. It's bizarre. Yeah. It is a bizarre thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron in Pottstown, who wants to talk about the Jair Alexander move. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how are you people doing?
We're doing well. How are
Great.
You doing, Ron?
You
What's
people.
Up?
How are you?
You people are awesome,
you
bro.
You people are always good.
We are.
In there making fun of you in the chat. What's going on,
Ron? I'm going to defend John here. As John knows, I'm a retired middle school teacher. And
my late
wife was a nurse, and she had seen the worst of the worst. And she said, you are so naive about the world. But I have a friend that played in the NFL. And he used to talk to me all the time about how sometimes guys in the NFL are not always, don't make teams or are not playing, not because they don't have the ability, but they just, for one reason or another, get cut, or a lot of time because of front office and stuff. And I think Jair is one of those situations, John, and I agree with you.
Must be.
Yeah,
I mean, he is so talented. He was so talented. I understand he's banged up. He's had the injuries. That does add up. But I'm all but positive he can still do the bare basics, stand back there and run zone and know where to cover and who to cover and help the young guys get to where they need to be. I think he can really be a help.
Yeah, I think something probably went on behind the scenes that we don't know about. I don't know anything from anything. But
right. Same.
I think from what he was telling me through the years that there's some guys that just get caught up with front office politics and stuff, and they get screwed over.
Right.
Well, it is a fun twist, Ron, especially when you think about this week. And, Ron, good phone call, man. They play the Packers in his first game. I mean,
yes.
He spent all those years there, John. He knows that team. He knows the floor, the offense.
Got a great feel for those receivers in some cases.
And he wanted
– make a difference for us.
I don't think he wanted to leave there either. I mean, they moved on from him. So that's
could have been when he announced himself as the captain, walked out onto the field.
That was
one of my favorite
things.
It remains the most hysterical thing I've ever
seen. I'm a captain today.
I'm captain.
Yep.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Is he going to try that here?
I saw an interview we did with Pam Oliver. He seems like a boatload of fun.
Oh, if he can play and he's on the field, we're going to have fun with his.
Oh, yeah.
He's a character for sure. All right, let's talk quickly about that before our hour, you guys, ends. Merrill Reese is going to join us in the next hour. Jason Avant will join us coming up at 12. Ike and Spike in the 1 o'clock hour. The game Monday night, it's a big one. You know, as we look forward, and the next two are really huge games in the where the standings are going to end up in the NFC. Because, guys, as you look at it, the top three seeds, I think, will be whoever wins the West, the Eagles, and whoever wins the North, right?
Yep.
So the Eagles already have a tiebreaker on the Rams, which is great, and it might come down to that.
Yep.
And now they can create tiebreakers. And
that's what they need. That's what they need to concentrate
they
on.
They do. They need to. They need to win these next two games to make sure they have a tiebreaker over whoever wins in the NFC North.
Fortunately, we're catching these teams when they're pretty
hurt.
Banged up.
So, what do we think about this first one in Green Bay?
Tucker Kraft, their tight end, who is awesome, is out with a hamstring.
I wasn't afraid with a Green Bay.
Yeah, he was a Packer doubter, and
I ain't never thought of them as being like. That
they're too inconsistent.
They are inconsistent, yes.
They are. Like, I mean, we complain about the Eagles being inconsistent. Mm-hmm. You know, one week they look like they're, you know, the greatest, great offense. Next time you're going, how's this field team even getting across midfield?
Are you guys surprised the Eagles are underdogs? They're 2.5-point underdogs, and still, like, even after
but
the loss.
But on the road in Lambeau.
Yeah. But often Eagles
degrees,
by. Yeah, it
know,
is going to be cold.
Yeah.
Hugh, I know you're surprised.
Yes, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the Eagles would be favored. I really did.
But it's
Lambeau. I guess
the
weather.
I've played at Lambeau a lot. I don't think it makes that big a
What's
difference.
That,
I've won at Lambeau a lot.
Nick Sirianni come in. He's like
undefeated
off the
bye. Flex by John
bye.
Ritchie. I've
it's
won
true.
At Lambeau a lot.
You heard.
It's
undefeated
true.
Off
I don't know
the
that
bye.
I've lost at Lambeau.
All right, can we send you out?
Yeah, we need you.
We need you there.
You got any snaps left in you?
Yeah.
I mean, I ask you that all the time. He says no.
They can split me out. Send me far double wing right, and I'll just stand way out there. You know, like sometimes when the quarterback goes in when it's a direct snap?
Yes.
And he just becomes a, you know, way out there guy?
I know you guys were talking this morning about the final record. It feels like the next two games is like the pivot point to the final record, right? If they win both these games, I mean, what's left on the schedule other than the game at
Buffalo?
What
banner raising will you and Kyle have at that point?
The number one seed raising. You raise a banner for the number one seed.
If we win these two games, and I think we should.
Then they'll be the number one seed.
Then it's we'll lose the games at the end of the year that don't matter.
Sure.
Because we're resting. Folks.
Yeah.
But after these two, the only other game on the schedule I look at and I'm like, that's going to be really hard, is going to Buffalo. All the other games, I think the Eagles either will be favorites or
–
Buffalo is eminently beatable.
Yes.
I mean, they are.
That is Buffalo.
Not saying it's not a tough place to play, but, you get to watch them a lot.
They're not dominant.
They're not dominant as they were in the past.
Yep.
Like, you know, for McDermott being a defensive guy, you can score on them.
You can. Although they had a good plan against Mahomes.
They had a real good plan.
Yeah, they always beat Mahomes in the regular season.
Exactly. I think he just sandbags them.
Did you guys know that?
He did it over and over.
Yeah, he needs to be slapped across the lips.
Thank
wasn't
you.
He was
beating the drum, talking about
he was
he did it like four times.
Yeah,
and can I point out one thing about that? Tony Romo and Jim Nance, it was really adorable every time the Bills did it. Oh, there's Josh Allen just getting a little help in his friends. Eagles do it. It needs to be banned. It's the worst
thing. Tony Romo had work done.
On what? It certainly wasn't his the way he calls a game.
His face.
What do you guys think about
the face?
No.
Well, he looks different than he did when he played.
Wait. What do you think they did?
Recklessly speculating.
I'll send you a before and after.
Pulled the face. They pulled
his
face.
No way. He got the wow.
He got the face pulling.
Oh, he looks nothing like the guy who's
really.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some hair too.
See, I know you guys are having Merrill on next.
Yes.
What I do for all games now, for all Eagles games, is I have the game on the TV, you know, when they're away, and I sync it with my Alexa, which I always hate if I screw it up in the middle of the game because it takes a long time, and I just listen to Merrill, excuse me, Merrill and Mike, So I don't really pay attention to the announcers at all. Like,
so if there's a CBS game, you'll miss this. Kyle, can we hear it again, that noise that Romo made on Sunday?
Because his face was pulled.
So are you actually, you're saying you're going to get your face pulled and you're going to get the hair?
I'm going to get an afro.
You're going to get the hair on the top and
I'm going to get it pulled back.
I don't think you should get the pull.
Are they just going to take your beard and stick it on top of your head?
I'm going to get the face pulled.
Hey,
they have this serum
that
they got from Taiwan. I'm going to get that serum.
This is going to be a great bit when we do it live on the air.
And I'm
broadcasting live for huge surgery.
Have you talked to people about this?
No, like, I'm just going to.
He's recklessly speculating.
Recklessly.
Well, I mean, you don't know what he's doing? He's trying to get a free face something. Yeah,
he's
on the air.
Thing.
Yeah, he's trying to get a spring.
Redo.
Yeah. All right.
Your face doesn't need that, Hugh.
I don't know. I'm going to do it.
You look the same as you looked when we played.
He's doing it for
me. Your face looks the same, man. Except you got the Santa Claus beard. That's the only difference.
Before we go, so Hugh, I happened to be coming around the corner at Chickie and Pete's when Hugh was arriving this morning.
Oh, please tell everyone about this.
So I decided to have a little fun pretending I was doing paparazzi. I took a video, scared the bejesus out of him. It is on my Instagram feed, Rhea Hughes, 94WIP. It's hysterical.
It's a daily, every day something on Instagram has to happen where people have fun at Hugh, like yesterday. you guys know that Philadelphia's a Midwest city?
It has a Midwest feel.
It does not.
Oh, that's, I listened, I missed
the,
I kept waiting.
Have you been to the Midwest?
I'm from the Midwest.
So
this is not a Midwest
a feel
city.
Like the Midwest?
Yeah, listen.
My favorite is he told Ike afterwards, who's also from the Midwest. I was like, what are you talking about?
I was laughed and ridiculed, but I have my reasons.
You both are from Ohio.
Maybe where you
stand
were
on
thinking
this.
Of
I am.
The Midwest,
it has a Midwest
a
feel. No, can I tell the story since we're here?
Well, no, we got to go.
We got to go.
All right.
We got to go.
Fine. Meryl Reese is coming up next.
Holding out on
We appreciate Rhea and John being the part of the first hour show. We're live today from Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly until 8 tonight for Birds of the Bay, supporting the Travis Manion Foundation. Stop out and join us. Support this great organization. Lot to get into. Meryl joins us next. Your phone calls. And who's the biggest threat in the NFC? We'll discuss it. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sports books, well, their rewards are just flat. But at FanCash, it's the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack FanCash. Let me tell you about this. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% FanCash back on your wagers, win or loss. Use your FanCash to unlock the world of Fanatics with Profit Boots. Profit Boots. I don't know what Profit Boots are, but that's what it says. Exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. The real value of your sports fandom. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in FanCash this year with games like FanCash Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to a sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today when it hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.